Governor Sean Parnell has declared the Taylor Highway flood damage a disaster. Yesterday's decision allows the state to seek federal highway emergency relief funding to pay for fixing washouts along a 90-plus mile stretch of the road between Chicken and Eagle. The state estimates the cost of fixing damage from a July 10th rainstorm at $6 million. Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says emergency repairs that allowed a portion of the gravel road to reopen briefly were taken out by the more heavy rain late last week.
At least three big washouts between Chicken and the Top of the World Highway Junction, and that's the section that had been open previously.
Bailey says the state is dealing with a total of 23 damaged areas between Chicken and Eagle where rains have caused washouts and mudslides. She says the area has had so much rain in recent weeks that the roadbed is unstable.
The area is definitely vulnerable, and every additional rain that comes just adds and complicates the problem. The ground is really saturated. We're experiencing places where it's sloughing. Creeks are rising. They're washing out.
The 60 miles from the Top of the World Highway junction to Eagle has been closed for more than 2 weeks. The Eagle Trading Company is having to fly in groceries to keep shelves stocked, and tourism has slowed dramatically throughout the Taylor Highway region. Susan Wyron, who runs a gas station, restaurant, bar, and gift shop in Chicken, says the road closures are killing business.
Just now, 20 letters saying I can't pay you right now. It's huge. I mean, I lost 3 weeks, basically, at the peak of the season. It's a financial disaster.
Wyron says she understands the DOT is doing all it can and hopes to salvage some business this week if the section from Chicken to the junction can be repaired.